Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Investing in Mutual Funds. In this session, we are going to discuss investing in mutual funds. Over the past couple of decades, mutual funds have become one of the most popular ways to invest. Mutual funds have three benefits that have contributed to their popularity: diversification, professional management, and convenience. Here are the basics of how a mutual fund works. The concept is quite simple. A mutual fund is a company that makes investments in other companies. You buy shares in the mutual fund, and your money is pooled with money of other investors. The mutual fund then buys a diversified portfolio of stocks or bonds of other companies. The investment manager, or portfolio manager, is responsible for the decisions to buy, sell, and hold the securities in the fund. Your benefits include any distributions the fund makes from interest or dividends it receives, and distributions of the fund's realized capital gains. You can usually have any distributions made to you in cash, or reinvested for additional shares. You can also have the benefit of rising mutual fund share prices if the value of the underlying portfolio rises. However, if the value of the underlying portfolio falls, the value of your mutual fund shares will fall as well. Be sure to consider these factors when choosing a mutual fund. Determine what type of fund matches your investment objectives and risk tolerance. Even within the general category of stock mutual funds, there are categories like large capitalization stocks, small caps, global equities, and utility funds. There are also bond funds comprised of U.S. Treasuries, high-grade corporate bonds, municipal bonds, junk bonds, and all types of combinations thereof. There are many sources of mutual fund information you can use to select the fund you want. Most libraries have information. You can visit websites of mutual fund companies, or you can get the help of an investment advisor. After choosing the type of fund that best matches your investment objective, the decisions become more difficult. You want a fund that will perform well. However, there are no guarantees of performance. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. You should examine the performance track record of funds you are considering. Be sure to look at both the long-term results and the short-term results. Since the past results have come from the decisions the portfolio manager makes, be sure to check whether the results you are reviewing are the results of the current manager. Another area to consider is the level of expenses of the fund. The mutual fund incurs expenses in its operation, including fees for asset management, accounting, reporting, and other activities. All fees and expenses reduce the returns to the mutual fund shareholders. Be sure the fund you choose has a reasonable level of expenses. Finally, you must decide whether you want to pay a commission to buy into the fund. There are many load and no-load funds that have identical objectives and similar track records. Any commission you pay reduces the funds working for you. If you elect to go the load route, you should expect your broker or financial advisor to provide you with the help and ongoing counseling to justify the commission. If you want to do the homework yourself, using a no-load fund may be right for you. The income tax consequences of owning a mutual fund can be complex. Mutual funds pay no income taxes provided they abide by IRS rules. If you own a mutual fund in a regular account, any distributions of dividends and interest made by the fund are taxable to you and are reported on a 1099 form. The tax rules also require the fund to distribute any net capital gains it earns during the year from the sale of securities it owns. These gains are also taxable to the mutual fund shareholders. The mutual fund company will send you the 1099 form, and you report the information on your personal tax return. That part is relatively simple. Now to the complex parts. If you have your distributions reinvested, you still have to report the taxable distributions on your tax return and pay tax on them, even though you received no actual cash. This happens regardless of the change in the net asset value of your mutual fund shares. If you have your distributions reinvested, you must also increase the tax basis of your shares by the amount of the taxable distributions. When you sell your shares, the tax accounting can be difficult, especially if you only sell some of the shares. You have to determine what part of the gain or loss qualifies as short-term or long-term. Be sure to keep good records and consult your tax advisor if you have questions. Of course, if you own the mutual funds in your IRA, the earnings are tax-deferred and you only pay tax when you take money out of your IRA. In summary, mutual funds offer many conveniences to make investing easier. However, there are risks. Be sure to do your homework and read the mutual fund prospectus carefully before making any decision. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.